This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. We are nearing the end of the hour on my final show as your Insight host. I have been told that my coworkers have been gathering some messages. I've not heard them before. So today, this is going to be an uplift for me. The first one is from a longtime friend and colleague in terms of producing health shows that I've worked on. She is Karen Christian. She works at the Crocker Art Museum. And this is going to be lovely. I'm looking forward to hearing a message from Karen.
Hi, Bev. So today's the day. I knew it was coming sometime, but with all of the memories that are flooding in now, it's still surprising, and I'm sure it is for you too in some ways as well. It really seems like the blink of an eye since we were researching and writing medical stories together for the Sutter Health Show. So many stories that you had identified as being really important and stories that needed to be brought to the forefront. I've brought you rough scripts and seen you add a few words that just turn it into gold and elevate it. I've seen you lead through wisdom and wit and humor. I'm just thinking of how we walked through mud, literally, and weathered rainstorms and windstorms and just about every situation you can imagine to get those shots for your hosting portions of the show. And I'm just so glad that our friendship was forged in that creative fire. I feel like I got a window into the life of a true professional who loves her community and who wants what is best for her community. And I've seen how that drives you and motivates you in everything that you do. I've seen how that love for your community drives your work ethic. I've seen how carefully you select your words and your language and your line of questioning for your interviews with that in mind. As a woman who's working in communications, I am so grateful for the example that you set. You don't hold back. You ask the tough questions and you don't let people off the hook. Somehow you do all of this with grace and dignity and compassion for everyone involved. By your example, you have shown so many of us how to do it right. Beth, as you know, we never move on to the next take in our production without getting approval from the three brothers on audio and lighting and camera. So if I may step into the role of your TV producer one last time, I'm asking Brett, Troy, and Jimmy for their quality control assessment on your retirement announcement.
Hi, Beth. It's okay. You can retire now.
Hi, Beth. You've done a lot of great work over the years. It's totally okay to retire.
Jimmy texted to give you the green light. He sends his love, and he says that he is so privileged to have worked with you.
So there it is. Congratulations, Beth. Your next adventure awaits. I'm so happy that you will get to spend more time with your family. And I know that that spark of creativity is going to find you over and over and over. And so I'm going to keep an eye out for Inspired Works by Beth Ruryak, just in case.
Oh, Karen, I just love you. You know, I think in life you have many mothers, many fathers, many sisters and brothers. Karen Christian has truly been mine. And then you heard about my brothers, Brett, Troy, and Jimmy. We have had such great memories together. Thank you for such a glorious, glorious message. My staff dipped back in time to my NBC days, and my dear friend Nancy Roach, who with her husband Nathan and their families live in Reno and are regular listeners. So I guess we have a message from Nancy.
1996 Olympics, Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Beth, it's been 24 years since I met you at the Olympics working for NBC Sports. You helped me navigate my way through from being a gymnastic coach to a production assistant. And from there, our friendship took off. It was wonderful because we only lived 2 hours from you in the Reno area, and we shared times with our families at Tahoe and in Sacramento with our boys playing tennis. You were a huge help to all of our kids and attending all three of their weddings. And now we look forward to more family times together as you journey on to your next venture. I will forever miss the 9 to 10 o'clock Beth Ruyak Oops Insight Show. And all of the material you covered, you never cease to amaze us. So Beth, we wish you all the best. We know it's going to be absolutely wonderful, this next journey you're about to take. And we look forward to watching more of your creativity come to life. Love you lots, Beth. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Nancy, Nathan, Kyle, Josh, Annie. Wow, how wonderful. I guess Indigo Moore sent a message, a great spirit, a great voice in the Sacramento region, a former poet laureate, a teacher, and just an all-around amazing human being. So here's a message from Indigo Moore.
Hello, Beth.
You might know that Indigo Moore has been in Philadelphia. Perhaps he's auditioning for the next Chipmunks movie. I'm really sorry about that. The technology has been challenging for all of us, even those that are in the business. So let's go to the next message. This is really so sweet. I'm just speechless.
Hi Beth, Richan here with my new puppy, Miley. We wanted to just say congratulations on 8 amazing years with Inside and your show.
Okay, let's try to hit play on another one.
Hi Beth, it's me, Jonathan. I hear that you're retiring from Insight, and I gotta say, the Sacramento community, they're gonna miss you, and I'm gonna miss hearing you on the radio. So much about storytelling and what makes good radio, I learned that from working with you, and for that, I'm always going to be grateful. I wish you well for what comes next in life, and if you ever want to grab pizza, you know where to find me. I prefer buffalo, by the way. All that aside, thank you again so much, Beth. Truly.
That is my pizza fiend friend, Jonathan Iestis, who was an intern on our Insight staff and now is on the assignment desk at KCRA, and I hear him asking questions in the governor's press conference, and I feel so proud, you know, to have a young person have a fire lit inside is really such a beautiful thing. There's another one. Let's go to one more and see what pops up. Okay. So for right now, they're going to try to tweak those a little bit, but I understand that we might have a phone call. Are we ready for this, Devin? I think my mom is on the line. Mom?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
You know, it's really hard because I'm hearing all these wonderful things that I know about you, and it makes me cry. And I'm just so happy that you've had such a great time there and great shows and great people you've met, and they've all understood how terrific you are. And I'm glad that there's other people that can learn from you because you are always full of new adventures and new thoughts. I'm so proud of you, and I love you dearly.
Aww. Mom, we have been through so many changes in our life, in our family. I'm not sure that it's something really to be good at, but leaving things behind and trying to start new is something we all became quite accustomed to.
Well, venture on. I know it will be successful.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
I love you dearly.
Oh. Thank you to so many people for so many generous messages. I'm reading a couple tweets that came in. West Sacramento Mayor Chris Cabaldon. He wrote, "I always leave her studio rethinking my ideas, more centered as a human, and just a bit smarter. Plus, we did a cool Kiki D and Elton John number at the Crest for my sister's house." Oh, how great is that? Do you think that we have one? That's all right. So perhaps we're going to take another pass at one or two of those clips. Let's see who's up.
Hello, Beth. I guess this is goodbye. I think like most people in Sacramento, It's coming as a shock to hear that you're stepping down. It's so easy to get used to someone's voice being a part of our landscape, a part of our zeitgeist. And I think of all that I'm going to remember of being interviewed by you and listening to you speak to so many people is that you're a part of our voice. And knowing that that voice is going to be moving into other areas, it's a little happiness, but a lot of sadness. I'm sure this is just another incarnation for you, so I guess I won't say goodbye. I'll see you next lifetime.
Okay, Indigo, that's a deal. That's a deal. Indigo Moore, how lovely. All right, let's hit play.
Hi, Beth. Rich Hanna here with my new puppy, Miley. We wanted to just say congratulations on 8 amazing years with Insight and your show. Best show on the radio. We're really going to miss it. And I just wanted to thank you for having me on several times over the last 8 years, supporting my various projects. And you've always been so kind to me. And I know I've told you this before, but you're one of my most favorite people in the whole wide world, and a true Sacramento treasure. So I want to wish you well. Congratulations. Really excited to hear what's next for you, your next adventure, and I'm sure you're going to do it with, you know, the grace and style and professionalism that you do everything with. So congrats, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Oh, thank you, Rich, and back at you for being one of Sacramento's really terrific people. I want to say a thank you to Martin Mangrich, who would always respond or retweet my tweets. And he said, it's been wonderful hearing me lead important, fascinating, informative interviews all these years, and to have kept him company for so many mornings. I love that thought. And now I think we have a clip from Cap Radio's host, Sean Bianco.
This is Sean Bianco, host of At the Opera on Capital Public Radio. Just saying thank you to Beth Brujak. Beth, thank you so much for all your years at Capital Public Radio, all you did for us, all the wonderful interviews. I thoroughly enjoyed the interviews I did with you, and I wish you all the luck in the world and whatever you decide to do with the rest of your wonderful life, and take care of yourself. And remember, we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Good luck, Beth, and thank you again for all the wonderful work you did for us at Capital Public Radio. Good job.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, we will. We will meet again. And I kind of love the part that we don't know when. Some of the mysteries in life are good. It's good we aren't in charge of everything and that we don't know everything. So each and every one of you has been in my mind and my imagination during the run of this show, probably more than you realize. I had you in my mind when, with the team, I was considering each segment and guest and all the hours of weaving research and questions into a script for the show. And a lot of that work sometimes happened late at night or early in the morning, bookending the days. I thought about questions you would want to ask. I blended them with my questions, and then I tried to gather what we both would want to know. So you were in the studio, you were behind the mic with me, even with the guests present, you were my audience of one. And then the great thing is that one plus one plus one suddenly makes us a more informed and hopefully at times really entertained community of many. So you might think of Insight as a news show, and of course it is, but it's also to me a show about stories. And I often say to people, especially young people, take the stories that you live. What are they? Pay attention. Get really conscious of them. They are the good times, the embarrassing times, the wins, the mess-ups and mistakes, and then use them. You can work them into your school essay or a speech or a job interview. Somewhere down the road, you can tell your story to someone who needs convincing that even with mistakes and ignorance and a human inadequacy, whatever it might be, you can learn and you try again and you keep going. Stories matter, so I think about yours and I use them. And gosh, in my first TV job here, I'll tell you a story. I ran down the hall with a script. I sat down at the set. I ran out of breath and I couldn't talk. Try that sometime. I didn't know it could happen. I had just started a 7-minute news break. There was no one in the building but the engineer. I was absolutely shocked by not being able to talk. So I wish I would have had the presence of mind to say, excuse me, we're going to have to take a break. I'll be right back. But I didn't know what to do. So I ducked under the desk. I did. On live TV, I ducked under the desk while I was on camera. And I couldn't see the engineer who was in the control room, but I knew he'd have to go to black and then I could catch my breath. And so he did. And it was so embarrassing. But I lived through it. And luckily, I didn't get fired. What a great boss. And here we are almost 40 years later. So there's a lot of power in your stories. I want to encourage you to capture them and use them. I've been so curious and interested in what you have to say, what guests say, my coworkers, my friends and family, and your stories prove something that I've been telling my kids since they were little. There's a beauty and a beast in each of us. There are some rare people who are in the grace of almost full beauty, and there are some people engulfed in terror and perhaps you call it the wickedness of the beast. But most of us are somewhere in between. We have days and times when the beast comes out, when we're afraid, when we're stressed, or we're angry, or we're grieving, when we haven't been heard, or we've not been treated decently. The beast comes out when we feel trapped, when someone hurts us, and being the beast sometimes can even help. But I think we are trying to live in our best selves. I think we are really trying to live in the beauty in each one of us. So if you felt this sense on Insight that in the midst of the news about COVID, racial struggle, politics, homelessness, poverty, so many other challenges, you also felt some hope and joy and optimism, that's the beauty. And I think you pay attention to what it was that made you feel that way and keep reaching for it. And I'm going to do the same. So I'm leaving Insight now to go to graduate school, hopefully. I haven't made a big deal about this because I'm still waiting for final acceptance. The process started many, many months ago. I think I'm a lifelong learner. I'm excited to go back to school this fall. I'll be studying social narratives and documentary filmmaking. In fact, one of my documentaries, titled Lady Jessie, is airing this week on KVIE. And I think there's so much to learn about storytelling. This is a craft that my amazing colleagues at the NBC Sports Olympic Unit taught me to love and appreciate. I was privileged to have a decade as a sideline reporter. My family's been patient as I let this job engulf me. We are all excited to be a little bit reunited now, and we happen to like some of the stay-at-home time together. And my coworkers have been patient as I struggled with my life balance and how to manage stress, and I don't always do that very effectively. But every day, even at this moment, I have absolutely loved stepping into the studio to tell you about the world. I have loved giving you news and information, wonderful stories from the arts, and, well, some days, even delivering some insight. So to me, you are the best part of this job. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege to serve you and CAP Radio. I want to say thanks to the many Insight team members who contributed in different ways and times over the years to help me do this work, and to my coworkers at CAP Radio who have been supportive and gracious along the way. Most of all, to each and every one of you, I want to say thank you. The gift really was to me that I was here with you. Please take care. Please stay well. Please stay aware. Look for the beauty in yourself and in others. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruiak.
We'll meet again.
don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.